one of the biggest battles between the unbeliever and the believer is science and creation. And Dell is going to attack that full on this week and next week. Actually, it's a two-part series that we're going to do on this subject. And what is true? Romans says, in Romans chapter 1, it says, the invisible, for since the creation of the world, in verse 20, chapter 1, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. We live in a time where even some Christians, or some that say they're Christian, are okay. They call themselves Christian evolutionists. They believe that the world is indeed millions of years old, and it was okay. It cooled off, and things happened. And I'm not one of them. I believe that the creation of the earth was in a literal 6 days, 24-hour days. And I believe the Word holds to that. And I choose to believe that way. And but he's going to address some things tonight about the cosmos, everything that we see, either two answers, either it was always here or there was a beginning point. And of course, we as Christians believe there was a beginning point when God said, let there be light. And out of that, out of his spoken word. And that's what's mostly under attack, because if those that are that would lean more towards science than creation, and lean more towards scientific expressions of how the world got here, and not a creator. If they believe that there's a creator, then they have to submit to him. How many know that? And that's what the enemy is keeping them away from. Because if somebody created this, then he's all powerful. And he must be obeyed. And that's the big battle. And when we get in discussions with loved ones, often we get into the discussions about creation, who made the earth and all of that. So I think this is good food for you. It's going to be very deep at times, like it was the last couple of weeks. I encourage you to take notes and go back over your notes again. And then we're going to do part two next week. So it's quite involved. We'll get right into it, and then we'll have some lively discussion just afterwards. You know, there's 807,361 words in the Bible. And what the evolutionists and the theorists that believe nothing, that the cosmos was always here, is tantamount to taking that 807,361 word book, tearing it up into little pieces and throwing it up into the air and have it come back down as a Bible. Well, you know how impossible that is. It's just impossible. I'm interested, why does science object to the creation story? Why do you think scientists object so hotly of the creation story? Have to accept it by faith. Is that true? Do you have to accept the creation story by faith? You know what I think? I think it takes more faith to believe there was no creator than there is a creator. It breaks every law of common sense. They have a problem with the creator and creation. I mean, the Bible says it so plainly. I like what he said, you know, just go outside tonight. You know, it's probably cloudy out, but go out and look up at the sky. Mick and I were walking this morning. We looked up at the sky, and there were stars. It's about 4:30 in the morning, and we saw the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and the stars. And who could have ever thought that that just appeared there? Yeah, yeah. And I remember the first time my first grandson was born, and I held him, and I was looking at his little fingers and his little toes and his eyes, and I thought, who in their right mind would ever think that we just popped up from some accident that happened billions of years ago. How could anybody think that? And it really is a point of prayer for folks that think like that, because it really takes a lot of faith to believe what they believe. And they have to, as Sean said, they have to deny that there's a creator. And if there's no creator, then we can do what we want. Man does what he pleases without answering to a higher authority. Because if somebody made this, then they're the boss. And what they say goes. How many know? It's just common sense. Somebody made it. And where do you think science went wrong over the years? Where has science went wrong? Very good observation. Say that louder.
They stopped trying to prove the existence of a created God and started trying to disprove the existence of God.
Wow. Yeah. Disproving the creator. Just by their scientific theory. If they take intelligent design out of it, somebody created this thing, then they're in trouble. And science is an intriguing study. They've come up with all kinds of wild things to explain something that's very simple. It's amazing, you know, when he read Psalm 19, I was thinking about the heavens declare the glory of God and the work of his hands. What did God do with the work of his hands? What did he do? How did God create the heavens and the earth? Spoke it. But what did he do with his hands? He formed us. That's awesome. Creation declares his handiwork, the New King James says, the work of his hands. So even creation declares us. You know, my Bible says in Genesis 1, he stooped down and made man out of the dust of the earth that he spoke into existence. And then when he made woman, he made man into deep sleep, took a rib out, and formed with his own hands woman. Awesome. Awesome. And the thing is, the theory that they have come up with and the conjecture and the hypothesis leads us to believe that it's an act of futility, a study in futility, to try to disprove the Creator. Well, how many know they've talked a lot of people into it? Let me ask you this question. In what way can scientific research be an act of worship? Yeah. Science inherently is not evil. Yeah. I remember years ago when Terry and I lived in Dallas, we went to the digs down in south of Dallas, where you could dig in a riverbed, and we dug up dinosaur tracks that were on the same strata as man tracks, disproving the evolutionists that said dinosaurs existed millions of years before man. How many know man and dinosaurs existed together? That's what Jurassic Park says. But yeah, and exactly what Vera said, going from trying to disprove God back to trying to prove God. And all you really need is to go to his word. You know, the word has proven over and over again, the word speaks about the circle of the earth. Man for centuries thought the earth was flat, but the word of God always said the circle of the earth. Come on, somebody. You know, in Job, I forget where the verse is, talks about the sun being the center and the earth rotating around the sun, not the opposite. And if they would stop struggling, creation and science agree exactly. They're not against one another, they agree exactly, yes, Ruthann. Yeah. For years they based their whole theory on carbon dating. When I was in college, we did a little study on carbon dating, and what they did was they took a tree and petrified it and then sent it to the lab to let them tell them how old that tree was, and the lab came back saying the tree was over 1 million years old. It was taken out of somebody's backyard and was petrified. So, carbon dating didn't work, and all of the excuses that they have does not hold up to logic. So my contention is they are people of faith, these evolutionists and nonconformists to creation. They really have to exercise a lot of faith to believe what the Word of God does not say. The work of His hands. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it solidifies our faith. I know there was a lot of deep things talked about it, and next week there's going to even be more. But I think it's essential that we may never have to answer, but the Word of God says, be ready to give an answer to any man that asks of the meekness of the hope that's within us, with meekness and fear, casting all our care on Him. So it's good that we study these things and think about how we're going to answer. Because invariably, somebody is going to ask us a question based on these subjects. And we're going to have to know how to answer them. At least we'll have the tools in the toolbox should we need them. Amen? Questions, comments? I had a discussion. Turn to Job. Job chapter 38. And I actually led somebody to the Lord with this. Let me find it here. Where am I at? Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, verse 1, and He said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man, and I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determines its measurement? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? And as I began to read Job 38 through 40, and you can do that, by the time we got to the end of chapter 40, he was ready to receive Christ. Because the awesomeness of God and what He did, all you got to do is take a walk outside and look around. And so we pray for those that are being led astray. And really, our prayers need to be for universities and college campuses who are teaching this kind of drivel that's leading many astray. I just read the other day, 2 days ago, a Christian university, Azusa Christian University, just sanctioned homosexuality. Just said it's fine. Students can practice it. They can be homosexual, still attend. God loves them. They can be saved. Azusa Christian University. You have to deny a lot of things to reach that conclusion. How many know that? So it's very important that we continue to pray. Father, tonight, Lord, there's a lot to digest. It's a subject that we could go very deep about. But Father, we thank You for the simplicity of Your Word. Lord, there's something happened to each of us as we accepted You into our hearts. You opened our eyes, our spiritual eyes. And Lord, we're able to see that, Lord, the words out of Your mouth created everything that we see. Father, we agree with Your Word that in Christ all things were created. And in and through Christ, He is in all things. It's contained, and He is contained in them and them in Him. Father, we thank You for Your creative words that You spoke so long ago. Lord, we know that when all of this is over, you're still going to be here. Father, you always were, you always will be. We thank you for creation. We glorify you. As Paul said, even creation glorifies you. We thank you for all that you do, God. Open our eyes, open our ears. And Lord, we pray for those that we love so much. We're probably all thought about one person or another that we've talked to about this very subject. Lord, give us the right tools, the right words to speak. Lord, in your word you said, don't worry about what we'll say. You'll give us the words. So Father, thank you for enlightening us. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for your creation. We worship and exalt you as our creator. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So next week we'll have part two of What is True?